You will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that that was something that you were really were very proud to do. And I can thank you very much. And I can only say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning. We're going to get to work immediately for the American people. And we're going to be doing a job that hopefully you will be so proud of your president. You'll be so proud. Again, it's my honor. It was an amazing evening. It's been an amazing two-year period. And I love this country. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you to Mike Pence.
Hello and welcome to the 66% with Lucian and Michael. It is November 9th, 2016. Yesterday was November 8th, 2016, which was, of course, Election Day.
Mm.
And if you haven't heard by now, whoa, I just got hit with that news again. My God.
The 45th president of the United States of America is Donald J. Trump.
Shit, I actually just completely got, like, slapped in the face when I thought of that.
It takes a while for it to sink in, right?
Yeah, I just was, like, thinking there, wait, who's Donald Trump again? But, yeah, oh, my God.
So, obviously, oh my God. You know, going into the election...
So, I mean, we were doing episodes there a year and a half ago when we said, ha, Trump's running, that's funny. I wonder how many weeks Trump's campaign will last. I wonder if Trump will win any states. I wonder if Trump will win the nomination. I wonder if Trump will even show up to the debates. I wonder if Trump will do well at all in the election. Oh, Trump's going to be the president in less than about two months' time.
So just to give you an idea as to who this man really is, this is a man who, just at the lowest level, has never held a political office, ever.
Or paid tax.
He hasn't paid tax for probably the last 20 years.
He's also accused of sexual assault by a large number of women. He's also... Well, you know the story with this guy.
So this is a man who shouldn't...
He shouldn't be allowed... He shouldn't be allowed in a school.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowed near children.
Yeah.
He should almost certainly be in jail. And he's the president now. This is how our society has come.
Of course, you know, I probably, and maybe you too, Lou, would probably have thought that after the... audio tape came out of him, you know, Pussygate.
I didn't initially think that Pussygate was going to end his campaign.
But because of
the way people responded to it. And just generally the last few weeks, I just couldn't see him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the biggest turnarounds in recent, in living memory, in an election for somebody who was on the morning of Election Day, was several points behind in the music. Three, 4 points behind in the national polls, and he won the election, which is something I'm struggling to comprehend. He won Oklahoma, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, South Carolina, North Dakota, Arkansas, Missouri. Crucially, then he won Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Iowa, Georgia. He also won Utah, Idaho, Montana, Louisiana. Once the Florida exit polling came in, I was pretty sure that he was going to win the election.
Definitely.
That wasn't a fun moment.
So, I mean, if you look at it, Clinton had everything in her favor going into the election, right? Projected to win quite comfortably.
People know her as an experienced person. She's got the president, the vice president.
Yeah.
Her husband, a former president, out campaigning for her.
She's like the most qualified person that will come into my mind
in all of the country. She had a united party behind her, which Trump did not have.
And despite
the entire Democratic Party.
Okay, she wasn't perfect, but she was a hell of a lot better.
And her campaign didn't go that badly. Like, considering the flaws that she has as a candidate. I thought that her campaign went quite well. I mean, there was a few hiccups with the FBI recently.
I mean, a lot of people were saying that, you know, when the FBI came out and said they were looking into it.
I think that probably,
But they came back and said, actually, like, you know, less than a week later, they came back and said, oh, actually, those emails too. Mm. Yeah, I forget we said anything.
The important thing is that I've spent like most of last night and this morning sort of trying to make excuses and throw blame around for why this was allowed to happen and why Hillary was allowed to lose. And this person was responsible for people not voting for her. Or this person took votes away from her. But the fact is, none of that is relevant. The point is that in the United States, which is one of the biggest countries in the world, a huge world power, a majority of the voters in that country, or at least according to their electoral college system, we'll get to that in a minute, a majority voted for a person who is a very, very widely acknowledged racist and misogynist, and is not in any way a character who would in previous election cycles have been considered an appropriate figure to run.
Yeah, and the interesting thing kind of to look at now is, why did this come as such a surprise to us? Why was this not predicted? Mm-hmm. And
I feel pretty stupid for not.
You can pretty much model it in the exact same reason that Brexit was not predicted, and that is that people are way more hateful
and spiteful and secret than they are when they're being asked on the street by a pollster.
So if they were asked by a pollster in the street, they obviously were not, they were lying. They were not saying that they would vote for Trump. They were saying they would vote for Clinton. So it really skewed the polls. And this is, I don't know if there have been many times in history when the polls have been this wrong.
Yeah, but they've been wrong. They were totally off for the 2015 British election.
Yep.
They were totally off for Brexit. They were pretty bad for our own general election back in February. Leading up to it,
they weren't as bad.
Polls do seem to be broken.
Yeah, and that's because of this kind of new trend of, extreme kind of right wing
people, just people having like, yeah, people being
candidates who are,
yeah, exactly,
you know,
just the attitudes,
but, and it's human being human, so
yeah,
it's interesting. I guess now it's kind of the question of what happens.
I mean, America now is it's at a point where I don't even want to engage with American political system for the next 4 years. They've got Republicans have a majority in Congress, a majority in the Senate, and Donald Trump as the president, which means that by the end of January, Obamacare is going to have been abolished. We're going to have a Republican person nominated. We're going to have an extreme conservative nominated and appointed to the Supreme Court to replace Antonin Scalia. We're going to have a series of events where Trump abolishes undoes Obama's executive orders in various areas, which will just, over a course of time, make life extremely difficult for the most vulnerable people in America. And I don't even want to know about it.
That could be a possibility, all right.
It just seems like there's no reason why it won't be really, really, really bad. There's nothing to stop him now. He's got a Congress, he's got a Senate of absolute cowards who are going to support him because they've supported him so far, no matter what he's done.
If there's one thing we know about Trump, it's just how inconsistent he is with his opinions and his views. And so does this man really believe all that stuff?
He's inconsistent, like, I would say he's consistently awful. He's never, while running for president, at least.
He's consistently unpredictable.
While running for president, he has never flip-flopped in a positive way. Okay, like, he claims he supports LGBT rights. He appoints Mike Pence as his VP, a man who supports gay conversion therapy, which has been illegal in many countries as a violation of basic human dignity.
I mean, we can't ignore the fact, we cannot ignore the topic of impeachment either.
Because his tax returns still haven't come out.
Right.
I don't know if they, at this point, does he need to release his tax? He's been saying for so long that he has to, that he's going to release them once the audit is over, that I feel like he'll be pushed by certain individuals to release them now that he's in the White House. But he doesn't have to, because he's not campaigning anymore.
So
he won the presidency without releasing them, so why would he release them now?
Yeah, and then, of course, there are the countless lawsuits that will be...
Yeah, there's a fraud suit coming up in like next couple of weeks or next month, I think, and that's not to mention all of the... sexual things that have been pointed at him by various women.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we as a sensible, civilized public can do. We're not in the country, so...
It's bad enough for us looking in at it to see this kind of thing.
But for people in America...
But I really feel for the intelligent people who...
Yeah. And there's so many of them. And the general feeling I have today is, wow, what a stupid country that would make this decision. They deserve what they get, but there's so many people who don't. It's just that 50% of the country is awful, and the other 50 is perfectly fine.
Well, I don't know if it's as simple as saying 50% of the country is awful.
Yeah, and 50% okay, that's Hillary's basket of deplorables comment.
Yes,
more
exactly.
I'd say less than 50% of the country is absolutely fine.
I think you have to look at the reasoning behind. Why this actually happened?
Well, there's fear, there's ignorance, there's sort of gullibility. There are things that shouldn't be, maybe people shouldn't be scorned for as much as pitied.
Yeah, but you see, okay, so there's always going to be that few people who do believe what Trump believes, right? There's always going to be that, and that's, you know, you see that with the Republican candidate in every election, is that there's always going to be that certain percentage. But I think in this election, what put it over the bar was those people who voted for Trump out of protests.
Yeah.
So they voted for Trump because they believe that as bad as Trump is, and, you know, obviously these people didn't believe... They didn't believe in what Trump represents. But what they do see in Trump is an opportunity to
shake up the system and throw something into it.
Change the political system. Now,
and also a lot of it was I think a lot of it was a specific reaction against Hillary because...
Yes, people, as well, because of all
the
candidates.
Media have created such a hatred for Hillary amongst the right wing in America as this like deceitful, manipulative woman... And highlight the word woman very significant to the fact that Hillary didn't win this election.
Not only, but within our own party as well. Like I know,
her party were ultimately united behind her.
But people who would be traditionally Democratic don't particularly like her either. So it was a real kind of tough situation.
I mean, it was almost as if he was the easiest person for her to beat, but she was also the easiest person for him to beat. And in the end, he just got the upper hand. I don't know how. It took me by surprise. It didn't seem like it was going to be that way the last week, but I guess we're going to have to just keep discussing this.
I mean, and we'll obviously see as more analysis comes in on the vote, you know, what kind of demographics we're looking at, you know, voting in certain ways. But I definitely think that it was just those few people who would maybe traditionally vote Democratic but feel like... And the thing is that, yes, the US system is incredibly convoluted and outdated and antiquated and does need change, but I'm not... Whether or not that is the right approach,
people who are making these reactions against the establishment are people who maybe they don't realize it, but they haven't been that hard done by the Obama administration.
Yeah.
They've been told that they are by certain corners of the right wing media and the propaganda machine, but really, like, the Obama administration has not destroyed any lives of poor people. It hasn't. And what will a Trump administration will? With tax breaks for the top 1% and a total disregard for actual broad gestures of compassion and of
Yeah. I think ultimately Trump is a simple businessman who obeyed one of the fundamental rules of business, and that was that you pick your target market and you sell.
Yeah.
And it clearly appealed to his voters how just outrageous he was. And they probably feel that, most people are actually like this. Mm. And the fact that he isn't afraid of expressing that kind of inner, you know, that is what kind of appealed to them. So,
2 hours ago, with 96% of the U.S. reporting, there was a number out that Hillary Clinton had won, was at this point, now, winning the popular vote.
Yeah.
58,879,687 votes to Trump's 58,844,144. So this would be the second time in the last, second time in the last 20 years, I guess, that the popular vote winner does not become the president, because Gore did the same in 2000. Of course, that election was the subject of a huge amount of controversy, which continues to this day. This election, not so much. Hillary conceded last night to Trump, which is a horrifying thing to say out loud. So
to anybody who doesn't really understand how someone could win the popular vote and still not win the election.
I mean,
so
We're not going to explain it to you. It's too late now. Trump's already won. But basically, the Electoral College is designated based on population size, and Trump won Trump won the states he needed to win because they, like, for example, Florida and Ohio, which had, and North Carolina, which had really, really big, which have very, very concentrated population density. Whereas,
and as a result, they carry more
weight in the Electoral College, whereas states like Alaska and Nebraska do not.
Yeah, exactly. So why this is still done to this day,
no one knows.
Baffles me.
The Dow Jones was opening this morning lower than it was on 9/11 because of Trump winning. He's considered a very volatile character. I mean, he's not actually president for two more months, and we do have the stable hand of Barack Obama until after the new year. I don't think that we will ever appreciate it more than we will in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
How absolutely horrifying that the first black president is being followed by a president with very, very significant ties to the Ku Klux Klan. Very significant ties. So that's what happened in this election. We've been covering it a lot of the 99%.
Yeah, we're going to
Done just yet.
An episode.
We'll have a longer
99%.
We'll have a longer episode coming up in the next couple of days, featuring our heroes and villains of the election campaign. We'll be taking a broader look back at the 2 year campaign that absolutely dominated our podcast, dominated the media, and ruined so many lives ultimately.
And hopefully, as well, we will have a better breakdown as to what exactly.
Yes, happened. As we get more numbers. As far as I know, there are still a state or two that haven't declared.
Yes.
Now, they don't, they won't affect the result, but we'll have to wait and see. So thanks for tuning in, and God help us all. talk to you soon. Visit 99pshow.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are 99pshow, and facebook.com/99pshow.
Lucian is revolutionary.
And you are my country tweets.
Yes.
We're going to make America great again.